So we had finally some snow the other day, and we've had the mildest winter that I can ever remember. Now, I haven't been up here for every one of them. I did move away for a couple of years, but it's been incredibly mild. Normally, if you're from the UP, Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which is surrounded by Lake Superior to the north, which gets a lot of snow and that cold Arctic wind, and the southern part of the UP, which is not that far, you know, we're about 70 miles away from Lake Superior, 60, 70 miles. And then, you know, where I'm working right now is right on Lake Michigan on the western side. So our winters can be very cold. Those temps, normally, you start getting cold and snow in November, and it doesn't leave till March or April. So you got a long winter and cold one. By November, middle or end of November, you can have temps that can be single digits overnight. And maybe only in the teens. I mean, it's happened before. Generally, it's kind of in the 20s. But still. And then January's the coldest. December's cold. But January tends to even be colder. And we get below zero overnight and during the day at times. Finally, February starts to look a little better. But we still get some cold, still get some snow. March, glimpses of, oh, it's going to be spring. Yeah, spring doesn't get here till April, usually. But this year was unbelievable. And is it caused by climate change? Or is it caused by something else? So right now, the three main theories that I'm aware of, climate change, that we're destroying the planet. The other one, if you follow the metaphysical, they would tell you that it's being caused by the Earth. The Earth is deliberately changing, and that it's going to become more of a paradise, like Eden was, and that it's actually going to become more moderate over the whole world. And I've read things where they said that, you know, in the beginning, when Earth was created, by whoever you want to credit that to, it was beautiful, and it was green. And mankind or others have come here and helped lead to that destruction and the deserts and the things that were created due to advanced beings. And then, of course, we all were one big continent, and those drifted apart and formed, you know, the different continents that we have now. I think about that there probably was a time, it would only make sense, that we would have wanted to live in a very nice place. And then even like you have the poisonous insects and frogs and spiders and all the things that can hurt us or make life very unpleasant, like the mosquitoes up here and the biting flies, those things were not part of the origin beginning. And I thought, that again would make sense, because why would you have those? Well, it's all part of nature. It's got to be. No, you don't need biting flies, horse flies. You know, I understand bees. I don't have a problem with bees. They don't bother me. Honeybees, you know, or just bumblebees, they don't bother you. But then you have some more aggressive ones like hornets. Yeah, they're pretty aggressive. You don't want to mess with them. I've had that issue already. You better run if you get too close to them, if you come across a nest. So I think it makes a lot of sense to me that maybe those things didn't exist and they were brought in by somebody or something just to make our lives a little more unpleasant. So if it's true, then the second theory is that the Earth is going to return to beautiful, green, plush, Garden of Eden, all over the world. You know, the Garden of Eden, you know, where they claim it is, I don't think it was a desert back then. So, and people that talk about, I mean, this is going out kind of on a limb a little bit, but supposedly some people have been to the Hollow Earth, and they claim it's the same way inside the Hollow Earth, very plush. So the outside doesn't reflect that, but the inside does, if that's true in any way. Then the third one is more of a conspiracy, and it's that the government has the ability to affect the weather, and they perhaps are behind some of this that we're experiencing. And one would say, well, why would they do that? Well, if several countries had the ability to affect the weather, they could kind of use it as weather warfare. You could maybe create a drought in some areas, or a flood, or a hurricane to ram into places, or tornadoes. Is that possible? I think it's possible. I think it's possible that we have technology that we're not even aware of. I think it's been hidden from us. Many, many different things have been hidden from us. You know, perhaps we are much more advanced than we realize. Maybe we have bases on the moon. People have speculated that. I've seen pictures, but it's like, I don't know. Could be. I tend to believe that's possible. And we definitely, you know, I definitely believe that there are advanced craft that have come here, because I've seen some. So I know that's possible. Now, they want us to shift over to electric vehicles. And it's just that is just not, it's not the answer. Not right now, maybe eventually. And the price is expensive, and the way they have to mine lithium, is that really helping the planet? And what do they do with the batteries once the batteries die? And they only last 10 years, maybe. They don't know what to do with them, so they put them in a landfill. Well, that's not helping the planet. And then you have to have charging stations all over, which we don't, especially up here. So, and then you have to have all the nations of the world agree to this, and we don't have that neither. A lot of them are not agreeing to that. So I think free energy is going to be the answer. And maybe that will be revealed at some point. And perhaps the pyramids were connected to free energy. And perhaps Tesla was working on that. And maybe that's why J.P. Morgan shut him down when he tried to get that going in New Jersey. And because he wanted to help the people of the world. And he believes, he even stated that he felt like he was being communicated with some kind of extraterrestrial or dimensional beings, were giving him knowledge of these things that he was inventing. So are we being assisted now? I think so. Are they keeping us from annihilating ourselves? I really believe so, because we probably would have. What's going on in the Middle East? Is that going to escalate and turn into something else? I'm not going to worry about it. I truly believe that, you know, I'm not in favor of it. I see both sides of it, though. I'm willing to look at all sides. I think that's what you have to do. Just like with this climate change, you have to look at it and think that perhaps something more is going on than what they're telling us. And then also with the attacks that take place, you have to wonder, you know, ever since like 9/11, and you go back in history, you have to wonder about what's gone on that was orchestrated. From my perspective, 9/11 was completely orchestrated. I don't buy into everything that's being said, but the part about the implosions and so many people hearing that, like these things were meant to be brought down. The planes, some people say the planes were, there's nobody on board. I think there were people on board. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I think it was kind of allowed. Because look what happened. Look what the repercussions were. Look what we did. Without going into too much of all that stuff, because that's really not what I want to talk about. But, you know, so it's easy to, I think it's good to at least question things. And, you know, we could say the same thing with the COVID injections, you know. There was no way I was going to do it. Fortunately, I worked at a place where they didn't try to force you. You heard those people that were in talking about it. They were in the nursing business, and they refused, and they saw, you know, the aftermath of what it was doing. So there, just because something seems like a conspiracy, we label everything. But what if there's some truth in it? What if the people, you know, it seems like people want to speak up, and you get a bunch of them that do. The same could be said of hydroxychloroquine. And what's the other one there? Ivermectin? So these were being used by certain doctors to treat during COVID. And many doctors said they didn't lose anybody. But there was almost like a direct backlash against anybody that spoke up about it. And they wouldn't even let them get it. There was a lot of really questionable things that happened during all of that. You have to scratch your head. And I know people that just, they were mad at you if you didn't get a vaccine. And they felt that you, well, you could go back to the Spanish flu. And I saw pictures, you know, I saw some pictures from that time period. And there were people holding up a sign, and they were wearing their masks and saying, people should wind up in camps if they don't get vaccinated for the Spanish flu. Now, the Spanish flu was really bad. That killed a lot of people. I remember when I talked to the good doc, who is no longer with us, by the way. Sad to hear about that. But he, the one that promoted the oil of oregano, Cass Ingram, he did pass away last year. But he talked about how he felt the Spanish flu was something that was deliberately released at the end of the war. So, because there were some strange coincidences, I think he said it started at a base in Kansas. I don't know where he got his information. But it did make me think. You just wonder how much of our history is maybe not quite accurate. You do a little poking around, you see, okay, there are things here that we know are not. So we've had this mild winter, and I think it's been amazing. And I'm not complaining. And I wish it would be like this all the time, but not at the expense of the planet. But maybe this is where we're going. So instead of being worked up about, oh my goodness, this is it. Hey, you know what? If it is going this rapidly, then it really doesn't matter. There's not much we're going to be able to do to stop it. If what they tell us is true, then it's getting progressively worse, a lot faster. But I'm not going to go there. I believe we definitely have something going on to raise the vibration, to free the planet, to raise our consciousness, to free all of us. And this is what we're witnessing. And those that have been pulling the strings, running the show, are going to do everything they can to try to stop that, to try to keep us from accomplishing that. So, a lot of things are going on. Maybe they're not what we think they are. I keep an open mind to that. The light, in the end, is always going to be the one that's going to come out on top. When it's going to happen, I don't know. Are we going to transition to the fifth dimension? I don't know for sure. I think it's possible that we can ascend. I think others have done it. So I think that still could certainly be a possibility, a very good possibility. But I'm not going to put all my marbles in one basket, so to speak. It's like, just hold on to love. Hold on to trying, you know, just being as joyful and loving towards others, and maybe perhaps, you know, we're being prepared by all these things going on. It's trying to balance us out. You know, if we are going to ascend, I mean, what do you have to do to ascend? If the planet's going to ascend and we're going to ascend, what do we have to do to ascend? And I think the simplest answer is raise our vibration. Ascension merely is something, you know, if we ascend from this level, we go to the fifth dimension, well, we're going to eventually ascend from there to the next level. So ascension is what? If we lower our vibrations to come here, then wouldn't we have to raise them to go elsewhere? And how do you raise your vibrations? Is it a complicated thing? Well, fairly, because very few people have done it, but I think love, filling your heart with love, is going to raise your vibration to begin with, and holding that frequency. But it takes, obviously, a little more than that, right? And some would say the reason we can't do it easily neither is because our bodies have been manipulated, and I hear this time and time again from all these different sources, that we're supposed to have 12 strands of DNA and there's only two. Okay, I can agree with that. That we only use a small percentage of our brain, because if we were able to unlock it completely, we would be unlimited. Okay, that makes some sense too. So is it possible that those that controlled us, that have controlled us for a long time, have tampered with that to keep us just smart enough to live? just to have enough to function. And some say the Anunnaki and all these other races. I don't know. You know, it could be. There seems to be, if Zachariah Sitchin was right, the way he translated it, yeah, there definitely were beings that came here, and yeah, they kind of created slave races, and they were mining, and so, but there's been many different beings throughout our history, I think. You can look at all the different cultures out there, and there's many, many, many different beings. Some have been of the light, and some maybe have not. So wherever you're at, I hope that you're not getting too worked up by all the things around us, because there certainly seems to be more and more and more, and that you're finding peace. And if we truly are going to have to ascend, then we're going to have to raise our vibrations. We're going to have to... don't have to do anything, really, honestly. As a soul, you can do whatever you want. But if we are going to, if we're going to go to this next place, I believe it has to do with letting go. Letting go of what we think are earthly desires, things like that. Letting go and forgiving and being at peace and love. And that loving vibration is what will raise us up to another level of consciousness. And when we're done with that, we'll raise up to another one. So that's kind of how I would explain it. But who amongst us truly knows, unless you've been there, right? So while maybe there's something dreadfully wrong with the planet, I am grateful for the winter, the mild, mild winter that we've had. And if it's true that this is just a glimpse of the future, that the world is going to be a really wonderful place, and many, many more things are going to come forward. Love and joy to you.